as I'm joined now by the head coach of the Privateers, Mark Schlesinger. And, Coach, I think the best way to describe this is you knew Xavier was going to be a tough, hard-nosed opponent. It was a workmanlike effort to beat a good basketball team.
I was really proud of our team and how, you know, they approached the game and approached executing when we needed to. I thought that we answered every time that we needed to make a shot or get a stop or get a turnover. I thought they did a phenomenal job of answering at the right times. Really proud of them and proud of the consistency that they played with. It's been a big 24 hours for Key, for him to kind of bust out offensively, kind of get a rhythm, kind of get a feel. You know, he struggled with, you know, whether it's foul trouble or getting a rhythm. It's been big for him and Aaron to be able to get rhythms in this two-game run, especially with Jalen Jamel not being 100%. But he came out. I was so proud of how Jamel came in and played, too. He gave us some really good spark there at the end.
In a game like this, that could be dangerous if you're not on your game and taking the 40 minutes hard nose like the Privateers normally do. It's your seniors that need to step up and lead the way. And you mentioned Jalen Key. Two great games in a row for him in as many days. But tonight, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a block shot, no turnovers, all that in just 26 minutes. And it was great to see the other senior, Bryson Robinson, your 4-year player, finally get it going from long range. And he didn't force it, even though he was facing his own all night. 4 of 8 from downtown, 14 points, had a couple steals, a couple assists as well, showing his total game.
No, they did a great job. I thought that overall both those guys came in and had some poise and were able to do some things that really helped us. I was really pleased across the board, though, how hard we played, that we stayed focused when we needed to and really took a scout in a short period. This was kind of a rep. We talked about it in the pregame, but this was kind of a rep for, you know, Katie in the conference tournament to be able to try to turn – a quick turnaround in 24 hours to process a scout, to get a rep of that. And I thought overall with the concepts and the things that they were trying to do, I thought our guys picked up on it well. I thought they executed the majority of the scout. You know, we held them 5 for 15 from three. Mm-hmm. They're a very, very good, you know, three-point shooting team. You know, we were able to take their two best players, Rayshon Mart, who's averaging, I think, 17 a game.
Right.
You know more than me, but, you know, and hold him to three. And then to be able to take Will Lloyd, who's averaging 16 as well, 15, 16 again, and hold him to 7. And really to not give him any offensive rebounds was a big key for us. So I was pleased with how our guys responded and were able to come out and play and execute the things we needed them to. This was a good 24-hour period for us. You know, obviously our focus immediately shifts to LSU. On Tuesday, you're going to play a top 25 team in Baton Rouge. Our last game before final start on Wednesday. So we know that we've got a lot of work to do in a very, very short time between studying for finals, prepping for this game, getting up there playing, and then starting testing. You know, people got to make sure they understand these are student athletes. They got,
no doubt,
you know, 12, 15, 18 hours of classes. That they got tests for, papers due, everything else. And so they've been working hard on that over this break. And I know that we'll have a busy 4 or 5 days as we finish this last game and then head into testing.
We saw Damian Rosser have to leave the game. The junior was getting ice on his foot behind the bench late in the contest. Obviously, you're concerned about him and the ability to turn him around. You're going to need him against a guard-oriented team like LSU.
Yeah, I think it's just a sprained ankle. We just kept him out precautionary. We felt like we had the game in hand and were able to close it out without any issues without him. You know, he's kind of our Taysom Hill to
right.
a certain extent.
Surely.
He plays everything for us, 1 through 5. Does a little bit of everything. So, but our Ochsner Sports Medical staff and Nick and Dr. Suri, I have, that's the least of my worries right now is where he's at. So we'll be in good shape.
Interesting matchup against LSU coming up on Tuesday night. Just a brief preview of it. Yeah. We know that they're guard heavy and guards that like to attack, guards that like to put up their shots. So in some ways, it was a mini version of that with Xavier tonight. LSU wants to play up tempo.
No, they do. They want to get out and push it. They want to be able to attack and get downhill and transition. They've got some very, very talented perimeter guys. They've got some bigs that can step out and play. You know, I think Watford was one of the premier recruits in the country last year. Obviously, growing up in Indiana, watching his brother play for the Hoosiers, I just think he's a phenomenal player. I think he can do a lot of things, not to mention Javonte and Skyler. two of the best in-state players that we've produced, in the last 5 or 10 years in state, that are super skilled, talented, can do everything from play the point to shoot threes. And just Coach Wade, you can't say enough for what he's been able to do in very quick order of turning that program into perennial top 25 team. And we're excited for this challenge to go back up to Baton Rouge, where we haven't been, I want to say, maybe since 13.
Right.
So it'll be good to be back up there in the Maravich Center and play a good game. We're anxious and happy to get up there and ready to get after it.
These are the type of games all fans of the Privateers get excited for. Coach, get some rest and get us ready to beat them Tigers.
You got it. Thank you a lot.